Have you ever seen a display of love that scared you? Oh, I have. And though I was only 8 years old, I will never forget it. Today on my podcast, I want to share with you that experience and what I now call ferocious love. Hey, this is Carl Bastian coming to you from Kidology.org, and you are listening to the 106th episode of Kid Men Talk. Hey, Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure you log on to the website and check out the Mother's Day Zone. It is filled with ideas to make your Mother's Day special in your ministry. And you might even want to check the show notes for my Momstical course video, something I now do every year on Mother's Day. That is so much fun. But as I've been reflecting on Mother's Day, I couldn't help remembering this incredible experience I had where I was actually scared of my mother's love. You know, I grew up here in Colorado. I've been so excited to be back here again and raising my own son here. But those were tough years for my family. I mean, my dad was in seminary learning to be a pastor. He was pastoring a church out in the country on the weekends. He was managing an apartment complex with my mom. He was working the camera counter at JCPenney's. I mean, my parents were working so hard to care for their three kids and to get my dad through seminary and continuing their life of ministry together. And so my mom really kind of ran this apartment complex, and my dad basically was the maintenance guy when things broke down. And we had this really cool setup. You see, there was this house in the middle of the apartment complex. The apartments were all around it in a big square, and there was fields and hills that we could sled down. And because the house was kind of built on a hill, from the front it looked like one story, but from the back it was a two-story building. It had a pool in the back. The lower level was the clubhouse for the apartment dwellers to come and play and get stuff from vending machines. And behind that was the swimming pool. And then behind that was the playground. And so it was kind of a cool setup because we could go down and play on the playground, and my mom could be watching us from the manager's office, which was part of our house, and look down on us and keep an eye on us. And it was during one of those days while we were playing on the playground and my mom was up there in the office that I experienced a display of love that scared me. And I mean, terrified me. You see, we were on that playground swinging and climbing the jungle gym and having a great time when suddenly coming into that playground was the most fierce looking dog that we had ever seen. This dog was not on a leash. He was not with anyone. And to make matters worse, it was foaming at the mouth. This thing was angry. It was scary. It looked hungry. It was growling and barking. And when it made its entrance into that playground, it scared us kids to death. I mean, we were screaming. We started climbing things that previously couldn't be climbed. We were on top of the play set, on top of the swing set, and screaming for help. And that's when I saw it. You see, my mom, with her watchful eye down on that playground, she had observed this dog terrorizing us entering the playground. But what I saw, I will never forget. You see, coming down the side hill toward the playground, I saw my mom. But I almost didn't recognize her. She walked with this determined gait. She wasn't quite running because we were all climbing up on stuff, but she was walking with this determined, steady, fast pace. And in her hand, she held this 3-foot iron pole. To this day, I have no idea where she found that, but she had that in her hand. And she marched right into this playground as we were all on top of things screaming in terror. And this dog was jumping and snapping and making hungry noises. And then he sensed there was someone in the playground that wasn't on top of equipment. And this dog turned toward my mom. But you know what? I will never forget my mother's face, her stance, or her words. In fact, that's when I was scared because I almost didn't recognize her. My mom stood there on this playground as this dog turned toward her thinking, ooh, I can attack this newcomer. And she held up that 3-foot metal pole And she pointed directly at that dog and she said, in the most commanding, authoritative voice I had ever heard, "You will not harm my children." You know what that dog did? He took his tail, put it right between his legs. He started whimpering and he ran off of that playground and disappeared. And then I saw the most incredible thing. My mom, who looked so frightful and terrifying and angry and ready to just clobber that dog, as she lowered her arm, I don't know how to describe it. It was like she melted. That anger melted away. The rage melted away. The determination to do something violent and terrible to that dog melted away. And as her arm lowered, she transformed back into the loving mom that I knew. And we almost were afraid to approach her at first. I had never seen this side of my mom before, but we all climbed down from our various perches where we were hiding, and I ran to my mom and I gave her a big hug, and she said, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yes, thank you." It terrified me. But you know, at the same time, I loved it because what I saw was not aimed at me. It was aimed at something that had threatened me. And so I was not afraid of my mom, but what I saw was something that scared me. But it scared me for anything else that would ever dare to hurt me. I knew that day I had the most incredible champion and advocate and defender, someone that would go to battle with me, and someone who was incredibly fearless when it came to her love for me and the other kids that were with me. You know, I knew that if anything ever threatened me or anything ever came upon me, all I had to do was call out to my mom, and they were going to be sorry they messed with me. You know, I call that ferocious love because it was terrifying. I was kind of scared. And yet behind that ferociousness that my mom found deep within her that made her completely unafraid of this huge, dangerous, sharp-teeth, foaming dog, this beast, it didn't scare her at all because she wanted to stand between me and my friends and that beast. That's ferocious love. I know if you're a parent, you understand ferocious love because there's nothing you wouldn't do to save or protect your children. And if you're a child, hopefully you had a parent like that who loved you with a ferocious love. But you know what? It got me thinking as I was reflecting on Mother's Day and remembering this story that this isn't the only time I've experienced ferocious love. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8 that we're to be alert and of sober mind because our enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion seeking for someone to devour. We have an enemy, and it's much like that foaming at the mouth, raging mad dog that attacked us. It's our enemy, the devil, Satan, and he has a plan for our life. I remember learning as a kid, plan A is he wants to make sure you never experience God's love, that you never accept Christ as your Savior. But even after you do, and plan A fails, he's got a plan B, and his plan B is to make sure you never truly experience the life that God wants you to have. He is going to attack you in other ways, ways with doubt, with fear, with sin, because he does not want you to experience what God wants you to experience. And yet, what did God do? He loved us with a ferocious love. He came down and he fought the enemy with a love that was so ferocious and yet surrendering as he died on the cross for us. You know, Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. We can stand up to the temptations and the things that come upon us, the rabid dogs in our spiritual life, because we're more than conquerors through him who loved us." And can I add, loved us with a ferocious love. And he goes on to say, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation, not even a rabid dog, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's right, a ferocious love that our God has for us. So as I reflect on Mother's Day and the many, many wonderful memories I have of my mom, who now is in heaven enjoying fellowship with the Christ who loved her with a ferocious love, I am so thankful for my mom. I'm thankful for her ferocious love for me. And I'm thankful for God's love for me, because I know my enemy, he's after me all the time. But I have a God who I can always turn to, and he will stand up with me against anything that will come against me. Hey, have a great Mother's Day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your encouragement that comes through email and through Twitter and through Facebook. Be sure to log on to Kidology, get some ideas for Mother's Day. If you appreciate this podcast, if you appreciate Kidology, I hope that you'll support our nonprofit ministry with your membership. You get so many benefits from that, but most of all, you help support what we do here at Kidology.org. Until next time, this is Carl reminding you of God's ferocious love.